CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. Good morning, this is Sunday the 5th of April 2015, Easter Sunday. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New spectrum available for digital experiments. Website helps find training and exams. Amateurs to Mark Gallipolis Centenary. Ofcom has agreed the use of 70.5 MHz to 71.5 by radio amateurs for digital experimentation. Use will be permitted only via a special research permit. Additional information regarding the specific conditions are on the news section of the RSGB website. Further details of the application process will be published in due course. The RSGB is pleased to announce the launch of a new service on its website. The UK Course and Exam Finder allows you to search for specific courses or for exam centres in your area. Please go to the RSGB website /find-courses and enter your town or postcode. To mark the centenary of the World War I battle at Gallipoli, three IARU member societies will remember the original Australian and New Zealand Army Corps and the Ottoman Empire soldiers who did battle at Gallipoli in Turkey. In Turkey, at least two commemorative call signs have been allocated. TC-100GBL is for Battle of Gallipoli, while TC-100GP is the centenary of Gallipoli. In Australia, on Anzac Day, the 25th of April, there will be eight Anzac suffixed call signs from each state or territory and the national capital of Canberra. The WIA site www.wia.org.au has nearly 40 events listed. All VK radio amateurs may also use the alternative call sign prefix Alpha X-ray on the 25th and 26th of April. Across the Tasman Sea, the NZART will have ZL-100 Anzac on air for a month. A team of 20 DXs will be on the air in DX style from Anzac Day. Following disquiet about the adjudication of a recent RSGB contest, the board has asked RSGB President John Gould, G3WKL, to conduct a broad review of the key aspects of contest management. In addition, the board has asked the contest committee to suspend and then revisit the disputed results after the review is concluded. The board has considerable confidence in the contest committee and is sure that together with representatives of the contest community, they will rise to the challenge of ensuring that RSGB contests continue to be well respected and attract top contestants as well as new entrants. John would like to draw together a review team of up to 20 people with a range of interests within the UK contesting community. So if you'd like to be part of the review team and have the time commitment for participating in this work, please contact John via G3WKL at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB's EMC committee currently needs an advisor coordinator to moderate the EMC Matters Forum, help members with their EMC inquiries and collate short summaries to aid in other aspects of the work. The committee is also looking for a committee secretary to coordinate the meetings and the minutes. If you already have specialist EMC skills, you could help with the standards work, lobbying, lead some investigations, or help with publications. For more details on what the committee does, visit the technical section of the RSGB website. Plus, if you can help, please contact John Rogers, M0JAV, on 07836 731544, or via email to emc.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has launched a photo competition. The winning photo will be used as the profile picture for the RSGB's Twitter account that will be updated in a few weeks. There's only a short time to take part, and the deadline for entries is the 12th of April. So please encourage your friends and colleagues in amateur radio to enter. We'll launch it on Twitter and then on Facebook, but further details and the terms and conditions are on the RSGB's website, www.rsgb.org/photocomp. The annual Mills on the Air weekend takes place on the 9th and 10th of May. Any individual or club taking part should register their stations on the Denbigh Dale ARS website, www.g4cdd.net, or www.mills-on-the-air.net. Amateur Radio Roundtable is a live weekly amateur radio webcast that can be seen at w5kub.com every week at 0100 UTC on Wednesdays. The show covers all aspects of ham radio, such as balloon launches, satellite go kits, emergency communications, SDR, digital modes, DXing, home brewing, and much more. To watch Amateur Radio Roundtable, go to w5kub.com. Click on live events and sign in with your existing username and password. If you haven't got a name and password, just enter your call or name, leave the password blank and hit sign in. The current IOTA honour roll and annual listings have been updated on the IOTA website. 168 participants of more than 1,000 IOTA references confirmed. Another 484 more than 750. Details www.rsgbiota.org/info. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies taking place over the Easter weekend, the 3rd to the 6th of April. The next is the 31st Yeovil QRP Convention, which takes place on the 12th of April at Digby Hall, Hound Street, Sherborne in Dorset, DT93AA. They'll be talking on S22 and the doors open at 9:30. Admission £3. Trade stands, bring and buy, and lecture stream. More from Steve, G7AHP, 01803 666 407. Also on the 12th of April, the 52nd Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Exhibition will be held at Norbrick Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, FY2 9AA. Doors open 10:30. Disable the visitors 15 minutes earlier. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy, as well as an RSGB bookstall. The RSGB understands that roadworks to improve the A585 Windy Harbour Junction may impact on travel to the rally. We've been advised that the best route is the M55 Junction 4, not 3, in order to avoid temporary signals and a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. Details from Dave, M0OBW 01270761608. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS, Radcom, or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for special news events, Bush Valley ARC will be active as GB8RAF from two locations for the RAF Airfields on the Air activation period until the 12th of April. The two weekends will be split between RAF Eglinton for one day and RAF Ballykelly for one day. More information on QRZ.com. West Manchester Radio Club is holding a special event on Bank Holiday Monday the 6th using the call sign GB2EFD. The event is being hosted by the Tyldesley Town Partnership at Astley Street Park, Astley Street, Tyldesley in Manchester, M297BB. Everyone welcome to this community event starting 11 o'clock. They'll be working HF 2 meters, 70 sems and D-Star. Leicester Radio Society will be running a special event station on HF from about 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. using GX3LRS at the Hobbies and Pastimes Steam Day on the 12th of April. This takes place at the Abbey Pumping Station, LE45PX. If you have any news of special event stations, please email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX news, Anja DH2AK and Torsten DL1THM will be on holiday in Curaçao Island, IOTA SA099, until the 23rd of April. They'll be operating as PJ2 stroke home call, mostly on SSB and RTTY on the high bands, QSL home call direct or via the Bureau. 3A90 IARU is the special call sign for the Association of Radio Amateurs of Monaco, to use until the 30th of June in celebration of the 90th anniversary of the IARU. QSL 3A2ARM, direct or via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Look out for 5Whiskey0JY, 5Whiskey0KJ, 5Whiskey0MA and 5Whiskey0VE to be active from Apia, Samoa, OC097 from the 9th to the 15th of April. They're operating CWSSB Rittyall bands with a couple of stations. Individual QSL information is on qrz.com. Alex IW5ELA will be active holiday style as TK stroke home call sign from Calvi in Corsica. EU014 until the 9th of April. He'll operate mostly CW 10 to 40 metre bands. All QSOs confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Contest news now. Today, the 5th, the first Rococo contest takes place, 1900 to 2030 UTC. SSB on 3.5 MHz bands. You send a signal report, plus for your first QSO, your own full postcode. Subsequent QSOs, you send the postcode that you received in each of your previous QSOs. You should receive a postcode that is obvious, should you receive a postcode that's obviously corrupted, which isn't unusual, pass it on as received. The contest is all about logging accuracy, and as long as you aren't the person who introduces the error, you won't lose points. Bear in mind that some continental postcodes also creep into the proceedings. This is a surprisingly challenging contest with the same power limit for everyone, 100 watts. Also on the 5th of April, the first 70 megs contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the band and the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The first of this year's SPDX contest ends its 24-hour operation at 1500 UTC today, the 5th. The modes in this one are CW and SSB, 1.8 to 28 megs bands. Only contacts with SB stations count for points. Send a signal report and expect to receive a signal report and single letter province code with 16 to collect. Lots of sections, mostly single op. The CW leg of the 80 metre club championships takes place on the 6th of April, 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is the usual signal report and serial number. The IRTS 2 metre counties contest takes place on Easter Monday afternoon, the 6th. From 1300 to 1500 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with EI and GI stations also sending their county. On the 12th of April, the first 50 megs contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. The Worked All Britain data contest takes place next Sunday, the 12th of April, 1200 to 2200 UTC. This is 3.57 and 14 megs bands and the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with a contest manager by the 3rd of May. Full details www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4DDK on Thursday the 2nd of April. First, as we're now in April, please ensure that you are using the correct smooth sunspot number of 61 with your VOA cap-based propagation programmes. Over the past week, the solar flux index continued in the range 120 to 130. The prediction for the coming week is more of the same, with the SFI around 135 to 145. This might look a bit optimistic, as the current image of the sun shows no new sunspots appearing around the western limb. But, as recent experience has shown, new sunspots can pop out of nowhere, so time will tell. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be settled, which could bring good HF conditions. As we move into April, HF conditions decline a little on the upper bands as we move towards summer. For example, on the path between UK and New York, the optimum working frequency is now about 18 MHz, whereas last month it was 21. But on more southerly paths, such as the UK to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, the optimum working frequency continues to be 24 MHz. The end of the month should see the return of sporadic E conditions, predominantly 28 MHz to 50 MHz, although sporadic E affects all HF bands from 14 MHz upwards. VHF and up-propagation news now. At long last, there are indications of a prolonged period of high pressure over the British Isles, which will be great news for VHF and UHF, as well as good news for those having the Easter week off as holiday. The area of high pressure will probably produce sustained lift conditions after a few days as temperature inversion becomes established and produces the ducting conditions necessary for VHF and UHF openings. As we said earlier, we're also near the start of the sporadic E season, especially in southern Europe and on the upper HF, lower VHF bands like 10 metres and 6 metres, so it's always worth checking the beacons. This rule also applies for VHF and UHF tropo. Beacons are important tools, so thank you to the beacon keepers for a great resource. For EME, the moon declination decreases to a minimum on the 10th, with sky noise and degradation increasing during the coming week. There are no major meteor showers due in the coming week. That's all for this week from the propagation team, and wishing you happy Easter. That's all from me too, until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.